You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Welcome back to our weekly election protection bulletin with Greg Palast. Greg, it is good to have you back with us. There's a lot going on, and let's start in Topeka, Kansas, with the Secretary of State for Kansas, Chris Kobach. He is definitely going head-to-head with the ACLU there.
Yes. Well, first of all, let's place this guy, Kobach, and it's spelled K-O-B-A-C-H. Sounds like Coke with a B-A in the middle. And there's a good reason for that. This guy is the most influential Republican Secretary of State in America. He's the Catherine Harris of 2016. And he was one of the very first governmental supporters, Republican supporters of Donald Trump. In fact, Ann Coulter has said that Trump should pick him as his running mate. So this guy is an important cat. What is this cat up to? Several things. One thing he's up to is challenging. It depends on your viewpoint. He's either saving America from an invasion of aliens, not only from outer space, but from other nations, people waiting the Rio Grande to vote in American elections. He claims that there is a mass incursion of illegal aliens coming to the U.S. to vote, and now they're going to vote for Hillary. To prevent this mass incursion of illegal alien voters, and by the way, the federal government has found almost none in the past 10 years, okay? But he's envisioning that they're there. To prevent this crime, he's never caught one in Kansas, but to prevent this crime that's never happened, he has required anyone registering to vote to prove they are a citizen, which is not as easy as it sounds, Dennis. No, your driver's license doesn't count. Foreigners can have driver's licenses. No, your Social Security card doesn't count. Only three things: naturalization papers, a passport, or your original, and let me emphasize, your original birth certificate. That's it. As a result, the state of Kansas, for example, has suspended the registration of 36,000 young people, which, of course, Kobach doesn't mind because the average age of his voters, I just met him, was about 115. So this is very effective not only in keeping out voters of color, but young people. Not many poor people in America have passports to prove their citizenship. You know, there's just not a lot of poor Americans and voters of color who've just returned from their vacation in the Alps with their passport. And a lot of people, especially young people, can't find, and people that were born at home and others, cannot find their original birth certificate. This is really crushing the voter rolls of the state of Kansas and now Georgia.
And it's a model. It's become a model for across many states at this point, right? And many people.
Yeah, what's happening is, yeah. Now, keep in mind, okay, Chris Kobach is the guy who wrote SB 1070 for the state of Arizona, if you remember, which was mostly thrown out as racist and unconstitutional. This guy ain't no foolish redneck, though, bigot. He is a graduate of Harvard, Yale, and Oxford, okay? Now, what he's done, now, if you remember, just a few years ago, Indiana was the first state to require photo voter ID to vote. There was only one in 2006. Now there are 23 states that require it. If Kobach gets away with requiring citizenship proof in Alabama, Kansas, and Georgia, you can bet that coming soon will be North Carolina and, of course, Arizona and many others. They know what they're doing. And, of course, Florida. So Kobach, while he is Secretary of State of Kansas, is very unusual. He's still of counsel. He's still a lawyer for a group called Earley, which is part of a group called Numbers USA and FAIR. Now, if you want to know who FAIR is, which is the Federation for American Immigration Reform, okay, they are a group identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group founded by a guy named John Tanton, who says the purpose of the group is to maintain a European-American majority. So this is what, and the lawyer is the sitting Secretary of State of Kansas in charge of voting in Kansas, and also the most influential Republican voting official in the United States. One thing he was able to do, okay, was get one of his acolytes from Kansas in as the executive director of something called the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission. And that has had tremendous implications.
This is a weekly podcast. People can look for it. Collaboration, the best democracy money can buy, with Greg Palast in collaboration with Flashpoints. It is a weekly election protection bulletin.